mobile phone looks similar, but the product differentiator is in its application and software. All laptops looks alike. Product differentiator is the software and the application. The hardware has a limited value. What it can do with the software, that is the carrying, the value addition. If I have an iPhone 10, if I am upgrading to iPhone 15, all the applications can be migrated to the new phone. The software can be migrated onto the new phone. If I am buying a new PC, a new laptop, all the information from the computer can be migrated to the new phone through the cloud system. So, software is more important than the hardware. Hardware is compared to this body. Software is compared to the mind. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about lay importance for the software. Hardware sooner or later, it will collapse. It has a shelf life. Lay importance for the hardware. So software, that is what it is moving from one body to another. It can be when the body changes from this body to the another one, the manomaya kosha is migrated. Like we are changing from one laptop to another, from body to another, what is carrying is the software. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about this body is called as a cloth. Like we change the cloth, this body, the wearer of this body, the soul changes like cloth. We change the cloth according to the season, according to the occasion, we change the cloth. So is the wearer. This soul knows when to change. When to change, it will change the cloth. Sri Krishna talks about the body. Body is like a cloth. You are not putting a lot of emphasis on the cloth. You are putting the emphasis on the wearer, the soul. Vasansi jirnani yata vihaya navani grihnati naro parani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. It is dehi, the wearer. Wearer, this cloth, body is a cloth. The changes the cloth when it doesn't like, hardware is like that. This body is like that. And any time the wearer decides it is no more required, it drops off. It drops off and picks up another cloth. It changes that one. Patanjali talks about how long this wearer, this soul clings on to this body. Sati mule tad vipake jati ayu bogaha. Patanjali talks about how long this body, this wearer has come, the wearer, this soul, it has a limited application. It has come to achieve certain things through this body. When it is done, mercilessly drops and it goes away. For the soul, the purpose, we may say, how come this person died so young? So because we cannot gauge the purpose. The Yoga Sutra talks about, soul has come with this body to accomplish. To move to the another action, another work, this body may not be suitable, so it will drop off and goes into the another body. It goes into the another body, and for the body it can drop off, maybe in the fire, maybe in the water. Doesn't matter, the exit time is fixed. mercilessly it drops off. We may from outside, what a tragedy. That person got hit by a car or by the fire or got drowned. It is an occasion for us to comment, but for the soul, it has to drop. I throw this cloth whether in the fire or in the water or under the in any garbage, doesn't matter for me. Same is for the soul, doesn't matter where it drops. It just drops and goes. This body, Annamaya Kosha, is made up of two elements, water and earth element and water elements. The Pranamaya Kosha, what gives the warmth to this body is called as Pranamaya Kosha. The difference between the dead person and a living person, the temperature. It is because of the fire element, air and ether elements. Within that one, what is called as Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha is made up of Mana, Buddhi and Ahankara. Mana means untrained mind. Untrained mind, like children, Aryan here, Avyukt, they are untrained. They are wandering around, untrained people. Mind is like that. Mind is untrained. Mana is untrained. Buddhi is conditioned mind. Conditioned is, and Ahankara is ego. I want to learn. I want to go to yoga. I want to practice. I want to work. I want to enjoy. That without ego, we can't exist. The ego, it is associated with Manomaya Kosha. Within that one, what is called as Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha is Chitta. Chitta is like a reference point, like a lighthouse. Lighthouse, it is telling, based on my past experience, this is not right. It guides the Manomaya Kosha if it is willing. Like a lighthouse, like artificial intelligence, AI software, based on the past experience, this is the result. Vijnanamaya Kosha gives that one, the like a lighthouse. If the Manomaya Kosha is willing, it will start guiding. Within that one, Anandamaya Kosha is Chetana, bliss. The Jiva, soul, the wearer is looking out for happiness. But unfortunately, because of the Manomaya Kosha is always outbound. Outbound, there is no happiness. Jiva looks out, it has come here seeking the lasting happiness. Mind is going out and soul is not getting the happiness outside. It knows the Vijnanamaya Kosha, when it is turned within, there is a happiness. But our rebelling mind, like a child's mind, always going out. I am not getting the happiness. Happiness, I am suffering. When the body drops, Annamaya Kosha drops, Pranamaya Kosha leaves left behind, what goes out is Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha is taken by the soul. Soul, it says, sorry, this body is no use. It goes, finds another body, and there it unpacks. It unpacks. Patanjali says, Satimule tadvipake jati. Ayu, in which family you have born and how long you live, depending on the samskaram. Manomaya Kosha in the previous life, it said, I want to do. Based on that one, why you have born in that family? Why did you born in this country? Why you have come here? It is because of this karma. To exhaust the karma, you have come here. Jati and ayu. Bogaha, to enjoy whatever, because of that past bundle, you have come here. So, to play the game, last week I touched upon the hardware and software. This body is old, sluggish. We have tried yoga, lifting a leg is hard, hand is hard, body has become very old. Old hardware and mind also is not interested. Not interested in learning old hardware, old software. It is in the quadrant one. In the quadrant one, it is positioned. Little will get done through that one. If your old software happy with old computer and old software, you may not need this expensive body. Expensive body, slowly, if one who is interested only in quadrant one, slowly they will slip down into lower species. Because this is a very expensive one. If you are using for ordinary purpose, old body, old software, quadrant one. Quadrant two is old body, but new software. Keen on learning. You are keen on learning like intellectuals. They are not interested in the physical thing. They are not interested. But keen on learning, it is a quadrant two. Quadrant two, keen on learning. Musicians, they are not interested in physical work. The quadrant three, it is further gone into new body, children's body, new body, but old mind. Many children, they are not interested. One student last week, she said, I asked her to enroll her for the retreat. It will be good. She said, you know, my daughter is not interested. She's not interested. Our children are not interested. Even if you tell, the parents are telling, no, I am not interested. Parents will be telling, it is good for you. Sorry, most of the children here and in India also become very lethargic, not interested in higher possibility. Because of that, they are squandering their life. When the fourth quadrant is new body and new mind. Illumined the latest hardware, latest software quadrant. When you are positioned there, when you are positioned there, you can accomplish, you will accomplish great things in your life. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, you will get type of body according to the software. When you illumine your mind with the knowledge, avidya has gone, mind is very vibrant. When you are born, when you position yourself in the quadrant, you will get a divine body. So vibrant. Divine body, some people, so vibrant in the body. So flexible. How? It is not a product of one life. You have prepared your Manomaya Kosha. Because of the Manomaya Kosha, you have positioned yourself in the fourth quadrant. When you are positioned in the fourth quadrant, body is very dynamic. Dynamic body, dynamic mind. Only in the, when you position yourself in the dynamic body, with the dynamic body and dynamic mind, you will overcome the obstacles in life and you will go beyond the cloud of problems in your life and you will revel. The struggle and suffering in your life, it can be mitigated only by playing your game by positioning in the fourth quadrant. If you are trying to play the game of your life by positioning in any other three quadrant, life is a misery. Life is a struggle. If you want to revel in your life, you have to position yourself. Sri Krishna says, not to just looking after the body alone is not enough. Pay attention to the software. Like when computer is buying, you are migrating the software What goes out is the software. With that software, you'll play the game. So, continuously strive for upgrading your Manomaya Kosha. Let Manomaya Kosha come under the guidance of Vijnanamaya Kosha. When you connect within, you are connected to the Anandamaya Kosha. Soul revels. I never experienced this happiness in my life. I thought happiness is only outside. When the Manomaya Kosha with trained, one starts going within, experiences the happiness. And when the Manomaya Kosha is enriched, it will be followed by the enriched body. If the software is good, if you complain to your boss, my hardware is slow, he or she will give you the new laptop to do the job. If your mind is so keen, the provider will give you such a hardware that you will accomplish that job. So, position yourself in the fourth quadrant and play the game of your life and revel within, and any other quadrant, life is a misery.